And right now, you can go online to find true love, or at least a date for Friday night. But what about matching you with your dream candidate for president? A handful of sites offer to do that, and Eric Zorn tried out 10 of them. He's a columnist with the Chicago Tribune, and will give us his results in a moment. But first, if you've used one of those sites to match yourself with a candidate, what happened? Did you agree with the results? 800-989-8255, the email address talk@npr.org. Eric Zorn joins us now from a studio at member station WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Hi, William. Thanks.
So, what do you do when you take one of these surveys? How do they work, first
of all?
Well,
they all work in a little bit different ways. Some of them are just where you go and you'll click whether you agree or disagree with certain statements. Others will take issues and they'll show you a range of sort of generic positions on those issues, and you'll have to put, like, say there might be five or six choices from you're extremely opposed to it to extremely in favor of it. And the most sophisticated of them, which I think is the one from Vote Help, asks you both for your position on an issue and then for you to prioritize the issue. Some of them will give you, like, this is very important to me, it's mildly important to me, it's not that important to me, in an attempt sort of to calibrate how much both the values and the positions of the candidates match your own.
All right. I want to tell our listeners, too, that if you have never tried one of these surveys before, you can go to npr.org/blogthenation, and you can try out some of these sites. And, Eric, did you find that some were better than others, that you liked some better than others?
I did find that some of them were better, that they were better able to – I felt that they were better able to figure out what it was that was important to me and how important those issues were to me. On the other hand, I also have to say that even the ones that I think are sort of finely tuned still ended up giving me results that were not at odds with my heart.
Like, explain what you mean by that.
Well, as I wrote in the column, I came out of this little experiment that 5 out of the 10 matches matched me with Dennis Kucinich, and frankly, there's no magic between me and Dennis Kucinich. I guess I line up with more of his positions than any of the other candidates, but I don't really see him as the kind of leader who's going to take our country in the direction that I want to take it in. And so
you'd never vote for him yourself.
I'd never vote for him, but he's not my favorite candidate in the primaries.
So this seems to suggest then that there's some kind of, ineffable quality that is not there, that is can't be tested in this way, I guess.
I think that's true. I think that we can't measure the qualities of true leadership. And the way I would put it is that you have a set of priorities as a civic citizen, and you would like to advance those priorities. And you realize that just because somebody happens to agree with you on most issues doesn't mean that they're going to be the person who's going to be able to move the body politic in that direction. So I think when we're watching the candidates during the debates and on the stump and so on, we are looking for that quality. And I don't know if it's how effable it is, but it is a quality that tells you that this candidate can, in fact, make good on enough of the promises to be your candidate of choice.
So chemistry matters in politics as it does in love, then.
Well, exactly. I was sort of imagining, if I were internet dating and opening the door and there's Dennis Kucinich and then the music goes, wah, wah. Not my dream date politically.
All right, let's go to a caller. We have Marie. She's calling from Queen Creek, Arizona. Hi, Marie.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm happy to be here, but I had an experience where I went in and did the survey, and I consider myself an independent leaning towards the Democratic Party. And in Arizona, you used to have to be registered as a Republican to even vote for anybody because there were no Democrats here when I first moved here. But when I did the survey, I came out aligned with Ron Paul.
And did that really surprise you?
Definitely.
You never thought of that, Ron Paul?
No. I mean, I've heard about him, but never, even I didn't take him seriously, I guess, because of the things that I had heard about his money raising, that so many millions in one day thing. But have been leaning, I suppose, towards Barack Obama and John Edwards. And Barack Obama's picture was maybe, an eighth into the scope of where I was, my answers came with in agreement.
Wow. Does that make you rethink your position at all, or who you might vote for at all?
Oh, I don't think I would vote for Ron Paul.
Okay.
I don't think I could do that. It's real hard for me to take a candidate that far out seriously, even though that's where I supposedly am.
You must have a libertarian streak in you, do you think? Because Ron Paul...
I'm not sure. I just was really shocked.
Interesting.
When I went back and went, what? Because I thought maybe I'd read it wrong, but it was so obviously Ron Paul. It was funny.
That's funny. Well, Marie, thanks for calling, and we're going to bring in a creator of one of these sites right now. Bob Collins is the creator of the Minnesota Public Radio's Select a Candidate feature. You can find a link to that at npr.org/blogofthenation. And he also writes the online column NewsCut. Bob, good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Now, before we get into the details of yours, I just would love to have you respond to both the caller and Eric Zorn. Both of them went in and took some mm-hmm. of these tests and were very surprised by the results. How could that happen?
Sure. Well, because the dirty little secret of these is that it's not only designed to tell you something about the candidates, it's designed to illuminate something about yourself. We talk about issues. We talked about campaigns, about covering issues. But in fact, we make our decisions on things other than just the nuts and the bolts of the issues. I spend a great deal of time answering emails from people, much like your caller, who say your quiz is wrong because I matched up with another candidate. And I say, no, the answers are actually the answers of the candidates. What you're seeing is that area of your decision making that is not based on issues.
Yeah. So, but it does tell you then, based on what we're hearing from people, that people are voting on something other than just the issues. Clearly,
sure. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Eric's completely right when he talks. When I talk about inspiration, and he talks about leadership. You know, out here we had Jesse Ventura back in 1998, who was elected, and Democrats and Republicans to this day still have not figured out what made Jesse Ventura popular. And what made him popular is people believed that what he was saying and the way he was saying it was honest and direct and was spoken in their language. And that is what resonated with the people. They might well have not agreed with his stand on particular issues, but they felt inspired, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, let me ask you about your questionnaire, because I went in and tried to take it, and mm-hmm. I have to admit I was on deadline. So I just thought, I don't have time to do this, because some of the questions, I got up to a certain point, and then there was a list of about 8 or 9 answers that I really had to read through and think about and parse. And I didn't know whether I was supposed to say I agreed with only one or if I could say I could agree with 3 or what. It's very, very detailed.
And it's more detailed depending on how many candidates are still in the race. And, of course, at one time we were up to 19 in this case. But the way I've built it is each one of the possible answers is an actual answer from the candidate. Huh. So I kind of build it backwards. Mm-hmm. And so depending on which answer you choose, you are now linked up with that particular candidate. And there's another thing on there that asks you whether you're heavily interested in that or not interested at all. And that comes up into the equation and the calculation at the end as well.
See, I found it a little frustrating that you couldn't choose more than one. Do you have to choose only one or can you choose...
Well, you can choose only one. But the way this was originally, we originally did this back in 2000, was actually to entice people to just think about the issue. And then it would lead them to a page that had a lot of audio of each of the candidates talking about those issues. So it's very much meant to be the beginning of your process of getting to know the candidates, not the end of it.
Eric Zorn, do you think it is this kind of a survey, particularly the one that we're talking about now, that does give pretty detailed ideas about what each candidate might stand for? Is it a good way to start thinking about who you're going to vote for?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that I found, I took the same quiz that you did, and I think I had the same experience, which is I would read like 4 or 5 positions on Social Security, and the differences seemed very nuanced. And I got the feeling at the end, like, I think I was just suckered into thinking about Social Security more than I've been thinking about it lately. And I think I don't think that's bad. And there were other issues that I came to and thought, well, you know, I haven't really thought about that issue. And since it is an issue that's in play, I probably should think about it a little bit more, that there is a definite. And in the process also, I learned about some candidates that I hadn't been paying as much attention to. So, yeah, I mean, I think as an educational tool, you know, there are other newspapers and other publications, and on the web, they'll publish like a chart. Well, say, here's this issue. You go down the chart. This is almost sort of a more fun, glorified way of exploring that same information. And there's, you know, I don't have anything against these polls, certainly. I mean, or these surveys, whatever, these questionnaires. And so I think that it's sort of it is a new and engaging way of bringing people to the issues. On the other hand, I wouldn't say that, you know, you need to follow the result that spits back at you.
Right. Let's take a call from Jim, and he's calling from Oklahoma City. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yes, a couple of years ago, these polls were out. I guess after the last presidential election, I took one, and of course I came out most agreeing with Dennis Kucinich. I happened to be at a fundraiser for David Walters, ex-governor of Oklahoma, who was running for U.S. Senate. He'd always considered himself a middle-of-the-road sort of Democratic Leadership Committee kind of conservative Democrat. He took the same poll that I did, and he volunteered this to me. I didn't ask him about it, and he didn't know me. And he said that he came out, surprisingly to him, closest to Dennis Kucinich in the polls. And so I look at it as a kind of a political biofeedback.
Yeah.
It's more of an introspective tool. You may not act on it because of practicalities, who has the best chance and that sort of thing, but it certainly is an interesting exercise.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Jim. And let me just remind our audience that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Eric, let me ask you, did you say 10 of them?
I took 10 of them.
That's a lot. And you said about half of them came out Kucinich. What about the other half? Do they align more closely with?
I'm inclined as an Illinois liberal to be behind Barack Obama. Two of them gave me Obama. I think another one gave me Hillary Clinton. Another one was Joe Biden. I think another one was Chris Dodd.
Wow, you were all over the map.
And some of them also were ranking them. And Mike Gravel did very well in a lot of my surveys, which sort of dismayed me. And you know, to get back to the caller who talked about Ron Paul. You know, occasionally there are, you know, a candidate may line up with you in a bunch of different issues, but there is just one little deal breaker. And I think this is true in – obviously it's true in romance, and I think it's true in politics, where, you know, you can line up with a politician 95%, but if there's one position or one aspect of that person's life or history that just is a deal breaker for you – and in the case of Ron Paul, some of these past writings of his that have come out for, I think, for a lot of people, it's like, okay – I like his libertarian views, but this poison that he wrote 10, 15 years ago, that's a deal breaker for me. Other people, it may be an issue, like pro-choice, pro-life, gay marriage, those kind of things. There may be just one thing that you may agree with 95%, but if there's one there, that's it.
All right, let's take another call now. We're going to go to, I believe it's Carmen in California. Hi.
Hi, this is Karma.
Hi, go ahead, Karma.
Hi, yeah, I took one of the online surveys, and I ended up it was chosen for me, Gravel, which I've never heard of him, I'm sorry to say. So I was a little surprised by that answer because I've never heard of him.
Well, does it make you want to go out and find a little bit more about him?
You know, I haven't had the time. I've got two small kids at home. But I am kind of curious who he is and what does he stand for.
Are you decided or undecided at this point?
Well, I'm a Democrat, so I'll take anyone at this point. I really love Edwards. But I like Obama and Clinton too as well.
All right, so you were surprised by that,
definitely
by the response. Okay,
absolutely, never heard of him. Sorry, if he's listening, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thanks so much for your
call.
Well,
you know, see. That's exactly a case of where the quiz does exactly what it was intended to do. When somebody says, "I didn't even know this person was running," well, now you know.
Yeah.
And now we've done our job.
Yeah. What kind of feedback have you gotten, Bob? Do you get other than you were saying that people will call you and say, "I never even thought of this person," but are people then saying to you this, as Eric just said, this is kind of a good way for me to just sort of, you know?
Yeah.
Force me to think
I would
harder?
Say. Yeah, most of the calls I get are from other media who want to do it too. You know, we've been doing it for 8 years, but for some reason it's just taken off. This particular year. You know, I just think people want a little bit more in political coverage, and that even includes the media. You know, Matt Taibbi had that article in Rolling Stone this week in which he railed against the way political coverage happens in this country and results in what he called mind-numbing trivia. And I think the response that we've had, and we have like 100,000 a day taking this, shows that people really do want something besides mind-numbing trivia in political coverage.
All right, let's take another call from Gary in St. Louis. Hi, Gary.
Hi. My question was, you have push polling where people do polls, and actually it's done by one of the campaigns to try and influence people to vote for their candidate by backfeeding information. Are any of the websites done by candidates' organization for that same purpose, to kind of direct you through their candidate?
Eric Zorn, do you know?
I didn't detect that in doing the polls. I didn't. I mean, I was actually on the lookout for that. I didn't detect that. It doesn't mean it's not there, but I didn't feel that in doing them. No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. And we'll take Edith. She's calling us from Lyle, Illinois, I think. Hi, Edith.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, I've taken those polls going back to, I guess, 2000 or 2004, and every time I come out with Dennis Kucinich. And it's funny because when I first took it, I said, well, gee, I have to go back and do this again. This can't be right. And then it kept coming out that way, and this time it came out the same way. And I'm hearing all of the other people say theirs came out that way. I just wonder, is there something about this questionnaire that's making people agree with Dennis Kucinich, or are we the only people who are prone to take it?
All right. Eric Zorna, thanks so much for your call, Edith. That's going back to that. Is it possible that the polls are pushing you in one direction, or would this be a good campaign tool for for the Kucinich campaign?
It might be. I can tell you, you know, in terms of the feedback that I got to the column that I wrote, a lot of Kucinich people wrote to me and called me and said, you know, how dare you ignore the fact that how well you line up with Kucinich, and you're contributing in this column where I talk about the leadership and these ineffable qualities, as you put it, you're contributing to the trivialization of politics when you don't really look at the issues. And my answer to that is that it's more than issues. It's about this leadership quality, this ability to take the nation in that direction that I feel that the leading candidates have that Kucinich doesn't have.
All right,
Eric,
I'll get
more
so
email
much.
Now, too.
We're running out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. Eric Zorn is a columnist with the Chicago Tribune. We also spoke with Bob Collins of Minnesota Public Radio. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.